The International Maple Syrup Institute petitioned the Federal Agriculture Agency in September 2011, asking for revisions in the national standards for maple syrup grades. The Institute represents maple producers, maple equipment manufacturers, organizations, and other groups involved in maple production in the U.S. and Canada. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced on Wednesday that the maple grading standards will be revised to match international standards effective March 2nd. Vermont Maple Sugar Makers Association Executive Director Matt Gordon.
The whole effort to get a unified system throughout North America has been driven by the fact that we just felt as an industry we needed to have a single system rather than all be fractional along state or provincial lines. So good to see them getting on board.
New York State Maple Producers Association Executive Director Helen Thomas explains that most producers and producing states have been working for years to create a single international standard.
What we're trying to do with maple syrup is make it consistent. When you buy a bottle here or you buy a bottle in New Brunswick, Canada, the description will be the same so the customer understands what they're getting. What we're trying to do is not compete with each other. What we're trying to do is differentiate between pure maple syrup, which is a gourmet product, and the artificial sweeteners that are out everywhere in the marketplace. So the description will help us assure that the customer understands what they're buying and has learned the difference in taste.
The Grade A classification changes will include four new color and flavor classes, ranging from golden color and delicate taste to very dark and strong taste. Grade B is now a processing grade for commercial uses. Both New York and Vermont have already implemented the new grading standards. Vermont's was effective January 1, 2014, and New York was effective January 1, 2015. In New York, Helen Thomas says they began working with regulatory agencies about 3 years ago.
Our producers had quite a bit of time to prepare for this transition. Similarly, the only other state that is currently adopted is Vermont. They started their transition in January 2014 and have a 3-year transition period. Ours is a 1-year transition period. We'll be about the same place at the end of 2015.
Matt Gordon reports that the transition in Vermont to the new grading system has been relatively smooth.
We've heard really positive things from consumers. You know, the most difficult part has just been retraining ourselves. You know, we've been living with the existing grades for 30-odd years, and it's been somewhat funny to see us all start to struggle to remember what grade is what now. But consumers seem to love it.
Gordon adds that the positive reaction from consumers should help drive more sales.
It will really help simplify things, and that flavor descriptor is really important for us. It allows the consumer to understand what the syrup tastes like just by the grade name itself.
The International Maple Syrup Institute did quite a bit of market research before they proposed this final system, and the study results I saw showed that over a 4-year time period, customers that were using the new terminology, because they did have a couple of locations that they actually set this up, the sales in those locations did increase more significantly than they did in locations that were still using the old terminology.
The new USDA maple syrup standards are in today's edition of the Federal Register. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.